Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
John, the porn bots are now tweeting about spring game tickets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me guess. Something's in the bio.
Kathy, no, she says, if by chance anyone is still on the lookout for tickets, I've got 4 spare tickets for sale. Message me if interested. Yeah.
Well, I don't like...
Spring game tickets in bio.
It's interesting that the porn box bots figured out that porn wasn't working for them.
But tickets will.
Yeah, spring game tickets.
Yeah, that's how you get the men interested in Twitter.
Tickets in bio.
Did you see this? Did you hear about this? Adrian Martinez's big day in the UFL.
I did. He's going to be on After Hours tonight.
334 yards, 18 of 28, as his UFL career took a big leap this weekend.
That's awesome.
I'm glad. I'm happy for friend
I'm happy
of the
for
program,
him.
Adrian
yes.
Martinez.
I didn't watch. I saw one highlight on Twitter.
Oh, I saw the tweets.
Hell yeah, did Adrian.
You? A lot of people were tweeting about
I saw
it.
The tweets. Many happy tweets. On the other end of the extreme, by the way, we'll be looking forward to that at the spring game. Huskers in the UFL.
And now it's time for Huskers of the UFL.
Yeah, they should do that at halftime.
They actually should.
Because they do sometimes do.
Because there's a few people there.
They'll do this week's Huskers in the NFL for the spring game. It's usually like if a Husker like won the Super Bowl or got drafted, you know, like the spring game will be after the draft. Nobody will have gotten picked by the time the spring game kicks off, most likely. But you could do something. You could do like, and then at the end of the season. Did a Husker make the Super Bowl? Is there a Husker in the Super Bowl? 49ers? Anyone on the 49ers? Anyone on the Chiefs?
I don't
think
remember.
So. Yeah, anyway.
I don't remember. On the other end of the ex-Husker extreme, though, was the sad tale of Delano Banton. Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
I did see this. This was bad.
Yeah, he went 0-for-15 from 3, and you're saying, well, people have had offers before. Yes, but apparently that is the most three-point attempts without a make in an NBA game in history.
That is, oh, Randy Gregory. Thank you, Trevor. He was on the 49ers.
Hey, he broke a record, though.
He broke a record, John. Were there all the tweets and excitement about this like they were the KSA three-point contest?
No, there weren't.
They should retire his number.
Delano Banton?
Yeah.
Because of the record?
Because he broke an NBA record.
He did break an NBA record.
How many Huskers have done that?
You know what, Nick? I bet none. You think any Husker has a record for most somethings in the NBA in NBA history?
I don't believe so.
This is probably the first. A first Husker in the record book.
Retire the number. So. Hang a banner.
You think Eric Pajkowski ever did anything that warranted a record? He had a game where he made a lot of threes once, didn't he?
Yeah,
he might have set the record at one point in time.
I don't believe so.
If NIL was around when he was in school, a pie company definitely would have sponsored him.
Good Lord.
Am I wrong? Or pizza place?
Who knows?
Get a taco pie.
Who knows? Well, as we mentioned earlier, and we will have the game tomorrow, live from Lincoln, Nebraska, Creighton, round 2 from Hawks Field at Haymarket Park, home of the shortest foul poles in mankind.
Will you have a partner for this one?
Yes, I believe Nick will be with me.
Grim?
Not him.
Wow.
Not him.
John, I thought you were going to finally give me my break. I've been listening to baseball on the radio.
I'm glad you have, but...
I've been learning
Nick,
things.
That's like me saying, oh, give me a break and let me change the tire. I've been driving a car.
It's easy to change a tire.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks scary. I've still never done it by myself.
Do you need me to show you?
No, I've been shown. I just
well,
it's
that
a
might be
scary.
fun summer exercise.
That could be content.
Josh changes
tire? His tires.
Wow. All right.
But despite the fact that Nebraska did not do well this weekend, losing 2 out of 3 to Rutgers, and another sign that, you know, it is the RPI, it is what it is. Nebraska actually went up in the RPI.
I don't understand this.
Well, because they were on the road.
Congrats on the road losses. You're now a better team.
Apparently
they went
so.
Up, what, 4 or 5 points?
Couple spots. Insane. 18 to 16.
It's wild.
That's stupid. I stand with the people who hate the RPI now.
Well, it's a big reason why college basketball got away from it.
Maybe that's who I'll tackle tomorrow in wooden bats and rubber hats. Just the RPI in general. I'm going to go after whoever these people are. Do some research.
Nice. Yeah. Do your own research.
And Creighton didn't slip much. They only slipped to 46.
What the hell? This is garbage.
By losing 2 out of 3 to Xavier.
I feel like Creighton in the RPI is 1 step forward and 2 steps back.
Wow, tough look for Creighton, John. That said, they'll probably win tomorrow because they always win this game for some reason now. Creighton kind of owns Nebraska these days.
8 out of the last 10, I think it is. Yeah, yeah. Or 9 out of the last 10.
Oh, then when a kid is hurt at second base, the Go Big Red chants are going to start.
It will be in Lincoln. What's the weather supposed to be? It's supposed to be nice tomorrow, right?
Well, as long as it's not
raining. Rainy, yeah.
Well, but I think the rain's going to be out of here by early afternoon.
Okay.
I think.
Early afternoon.
I think it should be a nice night for a game. Of course, it was last year, too.
What
and then, strangely, the Lightning came, and that was the game that got halted and had to be picked up and continued in Omaha.
Oh, look at you trying to get home field advantage.
Though that was Mother Nature's fault, not mine.
Interesting.
John is saying Mother Nature's a Creighton
fan. I am a
fan
of this game. I am of Lincoln. People forget that.
You do like Lincoln games because then the drive home isn't
The drive
very
is very quick.
Lincoln bio.
Even getting through Lincoln traffic lights.
Yeah, 27th Street. You don't take that home, do you?
Oh, I did that once.
Oh,
I was coming home late from a basketball game, and I thought, why not? Big mistake.
I'm unfamiliar.
Oh, it's the worst street in America.
27th Street is terrible.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, there's lights.
Non-stop traffic lights
in half blocks for some stupid reason.
There wasn't even any traffic, and there's just lights.
It's the woat, Nick.
It is bad. Oh.
For some reason, when I was in college, I would get off at 27th Street to go to the dorms. Why? I think going off the downtown, I was just nervous about going the wrong way as an 18-year-old.
That's fair.
Oh.
Yeah, I used to go out of my way all the time in college.
The only way you take the 27th Street exit is if you're doing something right there.
Do you want to go to Ruby Tuesdays? Is Ruby Tuesday still around?
Is Ruby Tuesday still a thing?
It was when I was in college.
It might still be there.
Yeah, there's some restaurants on that.
There's a King Kong there.
Not Gyros. Gyros.
A lot of car dealerships there.
There was a Popeyes over there when I was in college. Good times.
They're still making your order.
No, they're not. Nick, you stop it. You stop it. I'm looking forward to the broadcast. I can't wait to...
Tomorrow at 6?
Yep. With not Nick Grimm.
One day.
With Nick Handley.
One day, John, I'll be by your side in the booth. And you're going to be like, you know what, Nick? I'm proud of you.
Why would he say that?
Because I need to hear it, Josh.
Oh, interesting. Say that to him during the College World Series. Say, I'm proud of you.
Nick did a great job.
There you go. He's proud of you.
He's done a great job the last... Oh. Is it 2 years now?
2 years. This will be my third.
I know. So nice.
He's done a great job.
And it's even... The highlights might even be better because I'm of baseball now.
That's true. I remember the first time that Nick had to produce it was like, Nick, do you even know what a good play is? And he was like, nope.
I based it off of whenever John got loud.
There you go.
And I'm like, that sounds right.
Yeah. Well, but that could have been a random...
So that's why...
That could have been a random argument over the honky-tonk man being the greatest intercontinental champion.
Let's go to the highlight. I don't even like that song. What a great highlight, folks.
Within context. I could figure it out pretty quick.
Good. I'm proud of you, Nick. I'm proud of you because the biggest fear that I had was you doing so bad that they were like, need the lefty, Josh, come back up into the booth to produce
then
the college.
Then you would have to work during the college.
Then you would have to work during the College World Series.
More.
You'd have to work during the College World Series.
More during the College World Series. I'd rather be in the stadium watching the game in person.
Mm, yes, you would.
Or at home. One of the two.
Why don't, during the break, you regale us with some of the photos, some of the selfies you took of you at the games last year.
Oh, did you go like,
I'll look and see how many photos I have of the ballpark last year inside watching baseball. I will look and see if I have but one. Because even when I was inside the stadium, which I was, we were usually outside of the booth just sitting there at that table, not watching.
I'm not sure why.
Eating salad.
I ate salad outside, thankfully. Warm salad outside. Yum.
Yes, we'll be coming up on the 1 year anniversary of Josh's delicious salad.
Oh, the salad day.
Salad day. Can you believe the College World Series is 2 months away?
It is.
That's not a countdown. It's just a statement.
It is 2 months away.
It's 2 months away, Nick.
Every game.
You'll be up there sweaty, wearing jeans for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, I have more shorts now.
Thank God.
I wore shorts most of the time, Les.
All right, good. I remember seeing you in jeans, and I just got sad.
That's because I didn't have any shorts.
All right.
Coming up in the happy hour, I was reading Sam McEwen this weekend.
Hey, same.
I did have a couple of takes on that. Uh-oh. Also, including one about the fumble luck statistic.
Ooh.
Also, a recap of the vote in our poll question, and if that's a sign of something. That and even beyond the grave, OJ is a big jerk.
Wow, interesting. I can't imagine.
OJ's ghost murdering people?
How bad do you have to be the bad person in hell?
I thought that was Satan.
Yeah, well, other than Satan.
Well, he needs a number two as well. And he's got one. Well, it's Mr. H.
I was going to say, over. Poll question.
Over.
OJ is the secretary.
Designated Hitler.
That's a good dumb debate. Who are the 10 worst people in hell?
You think OJ's above Himmler? Or Goebbels?
Wow, you're just naming Nazis now.
I don't think those guys actually directly killed anybody like OJ.
Dudes will just sit around naming Nazis.
And it's kind of not fair, right? Why do all the Nazis get at the top of the list of the worst people in hell?
What about Pol Pot?
Yeah, what about Stalin?
Yeah, Nick.
What about Jeffrey Dahmer?
Dahmer!
What about John Wayne Gacy?
Oh, yeah. What about the one in England in the late 1800s? Jack the Ripper. What about him?
Yeah. What about Tom Landry?
Oh, you stop it. He was a nice old man. He had a hat.
He did have a
glory hole.
Did I ever tell you the story of the first time when I saw it? It was one of the early Super Bowls, and it was during the anthem.
Oh, back when Dallas actually made the Super Bowl?
He took his hat off, and I'd never seen Tom Landry without his hat on.
Was he bald like Mike Riley?
And when I saw he was bald, I laughed at him. Because, you know, as an 8-year-old kid, he's like, hey, he's bald!
Man, you did hate the Cowboys. Bald head coach. Tough luck for the balds out there.
1620 The Zone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.